Now, my next guest is Crisp, and Crisp is a Sydney street artist. And Crisp recently painted a mural to highlight the importance of voting, especially considering the turmoil and division unfolding in the US and the climate impacts we have seen here in Australia through bushfires and drought. Having your say at the polling booths has never been more important than now. Unfortunately, though, someone in the community where the mural was located deemed it too political, so they defaced it on its first night and robbed the rest of the community the opportunity to see the completed work. We're joined by Crisp this morning to talk about this recent project and what went down. Crisp, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Now, your mural was titled Vote or Die, Deal with the Devil. What was it a painting of?
Basically, I depicted Trump shaking hands with Scott Morrison. It was from a photograph from a meeting they had. And they were basically sitting upon a pile of skulls with oil and oil cans around them, fire behind them, and also ash around the ground, all around them. I actually designed the piece at the start of the year during the bushfire situation that was occurring over here. But with the elections coming up shortly, I found it pretty poignant to get the message out as soon as possible to try to promote people to go out and vote, especially in the US, to create positive change and, get people to take the climate more seriously.
Yeah, become part of the solution, people.
Exactly.
How long did it take you to paint?
It took me a day. So it was a couple of weeks ago. I painted the wall. And I actually got permission to paint the wall because I'd painted one there previously. But I didn't actually tell them what I was painting. Because I do find it's quite difficult to paint socio-political type message murals in Sydney. People tend to seem like they're quite scared to show a political view or message. So I didn't tell them, and the owner of the establishment wasn't very happy about it. And he actually said he'd probably have to remove it in several days, but he was happy for it to roll for a little while, so people could, photograph it and see it. But unfortunately, someone got in before him even and defaced it that evening.
Wow. I mean, I'm good on him for saying, okay, I'm going to leave it for a little bit. But, yep. I appreciate what you've done because you painted it and paid for it all yourself. So, you're investing your time and energy and resources into painting these murals.
Yeah, exactly. For me, street art and urban art is a form of protest. Sure, I do commission walls too, to pay the bills at times. But ideally, I like to do murals that, promote discussion or people thinking about different things that are happening in the world today. And I think that's a very important topic at the moment. I tend to, fund some of my own murals. Because I find, no one else is probably going to fund a mural like that.
Why is it important to you to put work out there that pushes the boundaries?
Because I don't think in society today, public art, we don't get a chance to see other views. In the public domain, it's either advertising or corporate visual pollution and stuff that's sanctioned by councils, so it's one person's or a government's opinion of what should be seen in the public domain. So I think it's important as a community that people are allowed to express themselves due to freedom of speech, etc., to express different opinions and subjects. And then even if people disagree, at least they see it and they can think about it and promote discussion.
And when people were walking past as you were painting it, were they kind of talking to you about it, or were you still keeping pretty quiet on what the final picture
like
was going to be?
No, that's what one of the things I love about painting in the street is the interaction with the public. And to be honest, the majority of people loved it and thought it was great. Funnily enough, even the owner agreed with it, but he just said because it's depicting two very unlike individuals, He just didn't want it on his wall, and he was getting phone calls already about people saying, "Oh, you've got Trump and Morrison painted on your wall." I think some people, if they drive past, they just see the image of them, and they hadn't seen and looked at the actual message it was giving, because it's fairly anti their politics, and highlighting the fact that I feel they're asleep at the wheel in terms of environmental issues. And they're more about short-term gain and keeping corporations happy. I think in the street, it's very important that the community has a say as well, and what goes up and what we see.
Maybe he was worried about getting egged.
Yeah, I think also he might be involved in some property deal that's going on there at the moment. Oh. So I think it's the case of trying to keep everyone happy.
Yeah, which
I just find Sydney is, because I lived over in the UK and over in Colombia for a long period of time, where you do find a lot more socio-political art. Whereas in Sydney, I find it's quite watered down.
I was going to say, we're pretty bland, aren't we?
Well, there's some beautiful artwork. There's some great artwork, but it's all very aesthetic and beautiful and pretty murals.
Yeah.
There isn't too many gritty socio-political murals. I think you can count on one hand how many street artists are doing, quite raw political stuff. And that's a shame, I think. I think it's important that dialogue is happening in the street.
What's the next mural you're keen to paint? Can you let us know?
Because I'm a healthcare worker as well and work on the front line, I'm actually going to do a mural in support of healthcare workers.
Oh, awesome.
Especially during the COVID situation. And obviously I'm not too happy about the government, saying that they're all healthcare heroes, but they can't give us a pay rise. So I've got a mural to make a point about that as well. But obviously it's the case of trying to find a wall to paint it.
Yeah, right. Because you have the idea and you can have the paint, but you need the canvas, which is a wall somewhere.
Yeah, I do stencil murals mostly. I design them on a computer from photographs or drawings, and then I print them out on card, cut them out, and that's how I get them quite large scale. I sort of do them in a grid pattern and then go out on the street, stick them up, spray paint them. And then I usually do freestyle spray paint colour as well, and textures and backgrounds, and then I replace the stencil. So it's a different type of technique than other freestyle spray painters, but I like the aesthetic that it gives.
I love it. Crisp, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much to your commitment to art and pushing the boundaries.